أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى، إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, we were discussing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In searching for fire, in searching for the path, he sees this fire, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes to it. It is the address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are discussing. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inni ana rabbuk, certainly I am your Rabb. Fakhla'n alayk, secondly, remove your shoes. Innaka bilwadi al-muqaddasi tuwa, for you are in the holy valley of Tuwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, Wa ana akhtartuk, O Musa, certainly I have chosen you, and in istafaytuka ala nasi bi risalati wa bi kalami. In another ayat of Surah Araf, at another time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about, for what did he choose Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam? One was the risalat of Allah, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and second was the kalam, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he had the honor of speaking to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that is why he was known as Kalimullah. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has a riwayat that it is said that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was asked by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, do you know why I chose you out of the whole of mankind, obviously existing at that particular time? Why did I choose you particularly for my kalam, for my speech? Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam responded, he said to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, O Allah, I do not know the reason why you have chosen me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, and Allah ta'ala said that out of all the people that are living on the earth at this particular time, you are the most humble of them all. And it is because of humility that I have chosen to speak to you. So that also gives us a very important idea of having humility, being humble for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Second command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him in this ayah, فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى, and listen attentively to what is going to be revealed. And here, listening attentively is not only the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, listening attentively is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any wahi of Allah, like in the ayat of the Quran also. With regards to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَا, that listen attentively when the Quran is being recited. Some ulama have stated, what is attentive listening? One is this, that a person remains totally silent, totally still, eyes cast down, and one listens to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one's ears, one's heart, one's mind. If one has the knowledge of the language, then one can contemplate on the meaning of the ayah. Otherwise, we remain as still as possible, as quiet as possible, and as attentive as one can be. Innani anallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speech continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly I am Allah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the very basic of our deen, the very basic of our iman, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah, and that is how we have to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Allah, la ilaha illa ana, and there is absolutely no object of worship, there is no absolutely no God, there is absolutely no deity but me, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The first impression that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, or the first lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, that is of aqidah, that is of belief. And this is also the important aspect of our deen also. We need to clear our hearts of every other deity, every other power, and place the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. فَعْبُدْنِي, and then the very first command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives here is, then make my ibadat. We discussed a few days before this also, that the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entails a few things. One is this, that there is absolute humility when we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, we do it for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, there is ta'zeem, there is honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. That is, as far as our attitude is concerned, concerned, as far as ibadat of deen is concerned, the entire way of life, the entire deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we perform our salat is also ibadat. How a person makes nikah, that is also ibadat. How a Muslim conducts his business, that is also ibadat. In every department of our lives, we follow the command of Allah, and that is ibadat, and that is the beauty of our deen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us 24 hours of our daily life if we do everything according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite the fact that salat is also in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes particular mention to show us the importance of salat. Allah ta'ala says, wa aqimis salata li dhikri, and establish the salat for my remembrance. Now here, establish the salat for my remembrance, ulama have given some very beautiful interpretations. The gist of it is this, that innani anallah, I am Allah, la ilaha illa ana, there is absolutely no God besides me, fa'budni, worship me. When you worship me, you will want to take my name, you will want to remember me, and when you want to remember me, then O Musa, stand up in salat. There is no better way that you can remember me but in your salat. One interpretation. The second interpretation is this, that when you are performing your salat, do not be neglectful of me. In other words, in your namaz you must remember me. And when we look at the whole salat, right from the Allahu Akbar, we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our thana, we are glorifying Allah. In Surah Fatiha, we are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, ruku and sajda and attahiyat, and everywhere we are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are glorifying Allah. So we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our salat, and that is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has established the salat, so that we remember Allah. The third interpretation, as we see in the Mubarak hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that if a person overslept, for example, or for some reason one forgot to perform the salat, as soon as one remembers, one performs one salat, and that is also the faisla and the verdict of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the very important aspects of our deen. Although the kalam is with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it pertains to each one of us, that when the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being recited, when the Quran is being recited, then we should also remember to listen attentively to the ayats of the Quran, whether we understand the meaning or we don't understand the meaning. Our aqidah is important, and then our whole life is an ibadat, and of course our salat is a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.